forward to being part of a wide receiver core
with a lot of weapons and maybe even a lot of open spaces because of the double teaming on Moss and Stalwart and people like that.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fun, you know, regardless of what happens. You never know how defense is going to play anything. It's going to be different week to week. But, you know, the main thing is coming out here every day in training camp, getting a chance to learn, watch guys like Randy Moss, like you said, who have been at the top of the game for a long time and having a chance to just watch them and learn from them.
Where's your best friend?
Oh, man, just his route running, the way he gets out in and out of his breaks, the way he catches the ball and attacks the defender. And, you know, just the way he has fun out there, you know, is important too.
Are you bribing Tom to make sure you got a lot of those balls coming your way with so many new options out there?
Well, not really. I don't have the money to bribe him. But, you know, I think, Tom does a good job of getting the ball to the open player, whoever it is, you know, whether it's myself or Randy or handing it off to a running back. You know, he does a great job of that.
How hard is it to play in the heat? Is there anything that you do to make sure that you're safe throughout the whole day?
Oh, you drink a lot of water. Start in the morning, drink a water, but you get used to it. You know, it's training camp. It's going to be hot. It's not as bad as it was down in college in Georgia, so I'm thankful for that. So,
how's it feel being the elder statesman of the tight ends this year?
I'm not. Kyle Brady.
You know, current on the team.
Oh, it's kind of weird, you know, being I've only been here 4 years, but, you know, he's got more years than all of us combined, so.
What can you learn from a guy like that?
Just watching his work ethic, you know, watching his technique, watching him, you know, watch film, his knowledge of the game, the way he sees things before they happen, those type of things.
What is different without Daniel?
It's very different. Yeah. You know, Daniel was my boy. I talked to him about a week ago, but, you know, he's gone, and, you know, he's going to do well where he is, and, you know, we as a team got to move on too.
What did you guys talk about?
When I talked to him?
Yeah.
Mainly not even football stuff, really? Just catching up on his family and you know, my family. Because we, you know, we're teammates, but we're good friends, too.
You still try to talk, pick his brain, get advice, things like that?
Oh, yeah, get his advice on how we can shorten training camp down a little bit. Be like Denver. No, I'm just playing. All right, guys.
Thank you.